And we're going to begin by talking about a new joint initiative that UNC and the town of Chapel Hill have just announced to improve relationships between community members, students, and the police departments. This is called Party Police Free. It's modeled after some programs that already exist in other college towns across the country. And organizers and officials say this is a really great opportunity to improve relations and make life easier for everyone. And we are joined now by Aaron Bockenheimer, who is the Executive Director of Off-Campus Student Life and Community Partnerships at UNC Chapel Hill, to talk about it. And Aaron, thanks for being here in the studio today.
Aaron, as always, thanks for having me. It's great to see you.
So tell us about Party Police Free. What exactly does it entail?
In terms of the logistics of the program, it gives students an opportunity to register their party. So if you live in Chapel Hill and you live off campus in an apartment or a single family rental home, you can register your party. You have to register prior to the weekend, so by Thursday at 5 p.m. for a Friday or Saturday night party. You submit the information online. We get back in touch with you, have you come into our office and get a little bit of education and information in advance. We then let the police department know that you've registered your event. If a complaint comes in the event, so in the event that somebody is disturbed by the noise or the party, they call 911. 911 lets the police department know, and then instead of sending a police vehicle out, which has been the historic practice to address it, it's a call or a text, depending on what your preference has been indicated in the registration. So you get an opportunity to get that call or get a text, say, hey, somebody's complained, you have 20 minutes to bring the party into compliance. If you do that, that's it. End of night, everybody's happy. If you don't bring the party into compliance, the person that's called on the front, that has called in on the front end, is told, call back in 20 minutes if the party hasn't been addressed.
Okay.
And then at that point, if they call back, then the police might send an officer, or would send an officer out to address the party in person. So we see it as it's a win-win-win, right? It's a win for the person who's calling to complain, because they get a more efficient and effective response in terms of the time from call to the noise being addressed. It's a win for the student, because the student is empowered to address the concern without having a police officer show up at their front door. And it's a win for the police department, because I think they can more effectively manage their resources. They can send a call or send a text without having to pull patrol officers off of other things to go out and address a party complaint.
This is a really, really cool idea. And mentioned right at the top that it's already been implemented in some other college towns. What other college towns, and how has it worked there?
Yeah, so the three communities that we looked at in terms of benchmarking were University of Colorado Boulder, Colorado State in Fort Collins, and UMass Amherst. We actually took a trip to Boulder, Colorado with the Chamber of Commerce's visit 2 years ago, about a year and a half ago now. Had an opportunity to meet firsthand with the community members and the university folks who have implemented that program. Got to sit down with them and really pick their brains about what was successful about the program, maybe less successful. And then we had some time here to plan and to work together to implement it for our community. So we used elements of what they have done in those other places, but really tailored it to the needs and the specificities of our community, and we're excited about the launch.
Speaking with Aaron Bockenheimer again, UNC's off-campus student life and community partnerships office. So we're talking about this new program, Party Police Free. Has it been implemented already at UNC, or is it in the process of being?
So we have officially launched.
Okay.
Students can, at this moment, register their parties, and we have already had our first registrants.
Awesome.
So that's great. So the first weekend is the 19th and 20th. So we're taking registrations now for this coming weekend. So we're up and running and ready for business.
How typically, like, sort of percentage-wise, and I guess there's really no way to know how many, what percentage of parties get registered, but roughly in terms of those other communities, because you don't have to register a party.
Right.
You opt into the program.
So the best way I can answer that is, so again, looking at Boulder, because we spent time talking to them, in their first year, I think if I remember my numbers correctly, they had about 50 parties registered.
Okay.
Their second year, they had 250 parties registered. I think their third year, they had 500 parties registered. Okay. And that's kind of understandable when you think about sort of the mindset. You know, when I think about me, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, was I really going to register right away just because the university said I should or the town
right.
said I should. So I think there's an element and an understandable element of trust building that needs to happen. And a lot of that will happen through word of mouth of students who are what we might call early adopters of these kinds of things. And as they realize that, you know, this isn't tipping anybody off to anything. The police aren't going to be more likely to show up because I've registered. But in fact, this results in less likelihood of police showing up at my door, a more responsive community, a happier community. Then I think over time, and what Boulder and these other towns saw was that trust got built and the number of registrations rose exponentially over time.
So that wasn't just Boulder like suddenly becoming a party college.
Right, right. absolutely not. The parties were happening and they
right.
were seeing more parties or less parties. It's just as the trust built between the students and the community that this was something that was really, again, a win for them and a win for the community.
I talk about like community policing and different sort of practices and approaches to building trust and building relationships, and you just see the ripple effects of that just constantly just building on themselves, and it really makes the community a lot better.
I agree 100%. And you know, some of this is also effective because there are community members out there who want their concern to be addressed, mm-hmm. but don't want students to quote unquote get in trouble. Right. And so this is also a benefit for them because they don't have to worry that like, oh no, I'm gonna call and police cars with lights and sirens blazing are gonna roll up to this house. That the students are gonna get an opportunity to fix a concern, and that's it, right? And we don't have to make it more than that or less than that. And so I think there is a trust that even gets built there between students and neighbors when it's not sort of we're out to get you or we don't like you. We're just asking you to be good neighbors and good citizens. And so there's trust building happening there in the community as well.
I got to wrap up here in a second.
Yeah,
where can people go to get more information? And if you're a student, where can you go to register?
Yep. So come to offcampus.unc.edu, and there's a drop down link for party registration right there. And we'll be rolling out lots more information in media and Twitter and all kinds of fun things. You can follow us on Twitter at @UNC_offcampus. So come hang out with us on Twitter, follow us, and we will be pushing out information about the program every week. Come visit us online and on the Twitter, and we'll get you information about registering.
Sounds good. Aaron Bockenheimer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Really appreciate it.